Can you believe it's the last week of November? It seems like just yesterday we were starting this month. We went to Blueprint Boot Camp here on the podcast the last few weeks, and now here we are toward the end of the month. We got just really a few weeks left in our year, and I think these next few weeks are going to be some of our most important weeks of the year. We got a chance to finish well this last year, and then to get off to a good start as we go into the next year. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. I'm glad you're with us for this week's podcast. I hope you had a really great holiday weekend. Thanksgiving was amazing around here. I'm hoping you had a good time as well. Didn't eat too much. We ate a lot. We had a lot of family in. We watched a lot of football this weekend, which was fun. Rivalry week was going on. I said it was fun. It wasn't fun for some of our teams. They lost the games. It was kind of a crazy weekend as far as some of those games go. It was pretty amazing as I watched some of those games to see teams that were really positioned well to accomplish what they wanted to this year, to still lose to much inferior teams. It was kind of crazy. LSU lost the game to Texas A&M with I think they only had four wins going into the game, and they somehow beat the number five team, which LSU's probably was overrated. But it made me start thinking about this idea of complacency again. We talk, or not just complacency, the whole rivalry thing. It's amazing when you get one team motivated to beat somebody else. And yet, over the weekend, I gave you four things that really are our real rivals as leaders: fear, complacency, apathy, and discouragement. They just keep showing up, and they really do want to take you out. And so I just want to remind you today that if you don't address these issues that we talk about, or that we talked about on Saturday, go back and listen to that episode if you missed it on Rivalry Day. It was game day, and we gave you some things that are real rivals. But this idea of complacency, I mean, I'm not going to talk much about fear and apathy and discouragement. If you're feeling those things, we're actually going to talk about discouragement here in a few weeks. We got some stuff that I believe discourages us, and we'll spend a little time with that. But I do want to talk, as we're looking at our plan here, I do want to talk about this idea of complacency, because I think it jumps in, and we can be rocking along, we can be doing well, we can be successful even. I mean, we can be winning. Think about chasing greatness. We feel like we're making progress, and then all of a sudden complacency jumps up, and we get a little bit, satisfied with where we are, impressed with ourselves, which hopefully we're not doing that. But if we do, we never will reach our potential. It's just going to take us out. And there's an old Latin phrase, quantuvis, which means as great as you choose. I like that phrase. I think it's I think about the podcast, I like this idea that we get to be as great as we want to be. I mean, the potential's there. We've got all this opportunity we've been given. And yet, if we don't put our foot in the ground and say we're going to go to work, I mean, we've got to take action here. And so I was just thinking over the weekend, are there some places in my life where, if I'm not careful, I can get complacent? And I want to ask you today, as you think about your life, are there some places where you've gotten a little satisfied with where you are? And honestly, if you are going to accomplish your dreams, your vision, your goal, whatever it is you got, you're going to really have to raise the bar on some of these areas. And so let's just talk about that for a second here. As you think about your blueprint for this next year, building the life you want, you need a plan to do that. And I think there are some areas where you could maybe raise the bar. We're going to talk a little bit tomorrow about how we would measure that. But I want to today just make sure we're locked in on some of these areas where we might have become complacent. So let's talk first about relationally. Do you have a just satisfaction with where you are? Or if you really stop and think about it, and you think about your relationships, you and you're honest with yourself, you go, I actually could raise the bar here. I could level up these relationships. And there's several relationships you might want to think about. Maybe you have family relationships. You might be married. You may have kids. You might have a specific relationship that's doing just great. You're making progress there, but maybe you've got one that you're really struggling. It's just, or maybe not even struggling, it's just kind of become complacent. Again, let's use our word. And if you don't put some focus on it, it could get to a place where that relationship begins to dwindle and even could die. And so I want to just ask you to identify any relationships in your life. Maybe think through those relationships, your family relationships specifically, but your extended family. You may have parents or brothers, sisters, you know, cousins, somebody you just need to reconnect with. And if you don't do that, maybe there's a friendship that you, you've gotten a little satisfied with and you need to put some time into that. It's amazing how relationships grow when they're almost like, it's like a garden. I mean, if you put time into your garden, it's going to grow. If you don't, weeds will grow and it'll choke it out. And next thing you know, you got plants that are dying. And I think relationships are much the same way. They can die. And so maybe you have one right now that needs a little water as you go into the next year or in this year. And so, you might have some chance to do that as we go into the holidays. Maybe a good time to think about our relationships. Let's think about our, not just relationally, but let's think about mentally. Are there places where you've gotten a little satisfied in your personal growth and development? And maybe you need to level that up as you go into the next year. How good do you want to be? How great do you want to be? I think there's some merit in thinking through where we are and where we've gotten satisfied, where we've gotten complacent. What do we want to do? I remember a couple of years ago, I was really wanting to try to grow as a writer. And so I heard this writer say, good writers are great readers. They read a lot. And so I knew that year I needed to level up my reading. And so I tried to double the number of books that I read. And I actually made my goal because I put that goal in place. And so I don't know if it made me a better writer or not, but I definitely was more well-read when the year was over. And as you think about your mental state right now, where you are, not mental health, we've talked about that some, but I'm talking about just your intellect, your willingness to grow, your pushing yourself to get better. How you doing there? And if there's places where you need to push on that, I encourage you to do that. If you've gotten complacent, let's raise the bar. What would be one thing you could do this next year? Maybe it is your reading, or maybe it's, you know, you need to go to a conference, something, you need some fresh ideas, somebody to meet with. You choose, but if you don't choose, it again, it's like that garden. The weeds could grow in mentally, and the next thing you know, there's nothing fresh coming out. Maybe that's a place you need to go. And then one more today, let's talk physically here. Maybe a good time to talk about that after all the turkey this last week and desserts and eating and all kind of stuff. Maybe you didn't move a lot. I actually had a chance to move a couple times over the weekend. We got outside and did some walking, which was great. But if you don't think physically about, you know, what are you going to do to raise the bar? I've got some places in my life I really need to focus on physically this next year. To take some things to the next level. Remember, we're not chasing complacency. We're chasing greatness. And so as you think about your life physically right now, what's one area where you just say, I'm not where I want to be. I'm okay. Okay is not going to get it. What do I need to do to raise the bar, be more healthy? Maybe it's something with your diet. Maybe it's something with your rest. Your nutrition would be wrapped up in your diet as well. Maybe it's your movement, your exercise. Maybe it's your strength, your flexibility, your mobility. You pick the area. But let's pick something and say, let's level this up. Let's make sure we get better. Complacency is a killer of greatness. I mean, it is going to come against it. If we don't address this relationally, mentally, physically, just three of the areas, you can think through a bunch more areas. You could talk about, you know, vocationally, we could even go to work. Where have you gotten complacent there? Or financially, maybe there's an area where you just say, I've gotten, you know, things, I've allowed things just to settle, and I want to raise the bar and go to a new place as I go into next year. We're hoping this is going to be we're planning on this being our best year ever. That's why we're building this plan as we go into this next year. If you need more help with that, go to chasinggreatness.tv and get our course, 21 Days to Your Best Year Ever. You've got that, and the 50-page PDF goes with it. It's going to give you a complete blueprint to build the life you want. But there's some things that we can do simply today just to address these complacent areas in our lives, raise the bar, and choose some specific things, one thing in each area that we could do to push to the next level. And we're going to be positioned to be growing in those areas, not weeding when it's all said and done. Maybe there's some places we need to do some weeding right now, but I just want to challenge you. Don't allow complacency to steal how great you can be. You have it in you. There's greatness in you. I challenge you to really lock in here and let's push on these areas so we can be our very best. And others will benefit from that, which will be great. All right. Hope you'll share with someone. Speaking of others, hope you'll share with somebody you cared about today so they can go on this journey with us. And we'll continue to chase greatness together. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.